to big business in Michigan now, the car business. We'll be spending the week looking into the challenges facing the auto industry and its union. Later this week, leaders of the United Auto Workers Union will sit down with officials from General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler. The auto industry's current labor contract expires on September 14th, and negotiators are struggling to come up with a deal that workers will approve and that automakers can afford. NPR's Celeste Headley reports.
It's no secret the big three are struggling. Ford lost a record $12.6 billion last year. That's billion with a B. General Motors recently cut its workforce by a third and has closed a number of plants. But spokesman Dan Flores says those cuts haven't done enough.
Despite all of these changes, we are still essentially a break-even company. We are not generating positive cash flow.
Officials with the big three won't talk about specific strategies for the upcoming labor negotiations with the United Auto Workers Union, but the number one topic of discussion is sure to be health care. Altogether, the big three pay more than $9 billion a year to insure their employees and retirees. And industry analyst Rebecca Lindland of Global Insight says that situation simply cannot continue.
Almost everybody else that works has to pay a substantial amount for their portion of health care, including prescription drugs. And that's something that I think that needs to be realized, is that current workers have got to take on some of the responsibility.
Most experts expect the automakers to ask for more concessions in retiree health care. In 2006, UAW members approved agreements with GM and Ford that require retirees to pay deductibles, premiums, and co-payments for the first time. And Doug Grima, president of UAW Local 174, says the automakers shouldn't go back to retirees asking for more.
They worked 30 years, 35 years for the benefit of a retirement with the promise of a health care. How can an 80-year-old go out and get a job if you want to come after this? Anybody, come after the active member that's still on the payroll that is making money.
But the big three are at a serious competitive disadvantage. The surprising fact is GM is actually selling more vehicles now than ever before in its history, but it simply costs too much to make the cars. And a big reason is health care. For every dollar GM spends on healthcare, Toyota spends less than a penny. In fact, one out of every 87 Americans over 65 has their medical bills paid by GM. Ben Gross's bills are paid by Ford. He retired from Ford after working there for 43 years. When he's asked about whether or not he's willing to pay more for his health insurance, he responds with the demand for national solutions.
This country is going to have national health care because it can't continue this spiral that they're doing right now. I don't know what it's going to be in this century or what century, but it's got to come.
That's the biggest issue, but it's not the only one on the table. Rebecca Lindland of Global Insight also expects automakers to ask the union for concessions on overtime, vacation, cost of living adjustments, and even the length of breaks.
When you're looking at vehicles being built in minutes rather than hours and days, it makes a big difference if somebody's getting an extra half-hour break or leaving work early or getting a half a day on Friday. That's a lot of vehicles that aren't being produced.
And in case you're wondering why you should care whether a GM employee gets a 15- or 30-minute break, GM's Dan Flores says you probably know someone whose livelihood is affected by what goes on in Detroit.
When you factor in all of our active employees, when you factor in our retirees, the people that work for our suppliers, our dealer network, this is an incredibly important industry to the U.S., and it's an industry that is struggling.
Many experts are saying this is a do-or-die contract, that getting a labor agreement the big three can afford could spell the difference between profitability and bankruptcy in some cases. But George McGregor, president of UAW Local 22, says he doesn't buy it.
This is not the first time that they say this is a do-or-die contract. They said that before the last one. The last one, the last one, and the last one. And I'm quite sure the ones coming in the future is going to be a do-or-die state. That's just right. We're going to be here. UAW is not going anywhere. General Motors is not going anywhere. We're going to try to go forward as a team, build cars and keep people working so we can have more retirees.
The UAW holds separate negotiations with each of the big three automakers. Talks are expected to be lengthy and complicated, but J.P. Morgan Chase has already upgraded shares of GM and Ford because of expectations that the companies will win significant concessions from the union. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Detroit.
Tomorrow, we'll continue our week-long series on the auto industry with a look at whether Michigan, the state most identified with unions, could ever become a right-to-work state.